listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A Broome man will be behind bars for 18 months after assaulting a woman with a glass bottle. The February incident saw the 42-year-old repeatedly strike the victim on the head with an empty glass bottle on Mail Oval. He's been convicted of one charge of unlawful wounding, now eligible for parole. The Nationals leader is calling on the federal government to stay true on its promise to release a report around the phase-out of the live sheep export industry. It's as Roger Cook travels to Canberra amid the looming plant ban on the industry. David Littleproud says the Premier should follow through in his support to WA's export industry.
By talking to the Prime Minister and expressing to him his disdain for what he is doing to this Western Australian industry. If he hasn't done that, then he's a fraud in all of his statements about wanting to support this industry.
A car has allegedly been stolen from Karratha overnight on Tuesday. Police say a white Ford Ranger Ute with South Australian plates ZA379D was taken. Anyone with information is urged to contact Karratha Police. Authorities are warning drivers to be vigilant with double demerits now in place. More than 1.7 million Aussie campers are preparing to hit the road this long weekend. Luke Chippendale from the Caravan Industry Association of Australia says it'll be busy for regional towns.
Close to $11 billion per annum to our regional rural economies from caravanners. So on average, we will spend between $180 and $190 a night, which in a lot of instances equates to about $700 to $900 per trip.
In sport, the Karratha Country Club has been named the Regional Golf Facility of the Year, the 18-hole course taking out the top gong at the WA Golf Industry Awards. The site is the first fully grassed course in the Pilbara. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.